This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on Monday, the 19th of July. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me,
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we are discussing workplace stress and anxiety. Later on the show, we will be talking about the COVID-19 self-test kits that officially go on sale here in Malaysia today. But for now, we have a story about factory closure authorities. Now, some factories in the Klang Valley allowed to operate during phase one of the national recovery plan have come under close scrutiny by members of the public who are basically blaming them for the continued rise in COVID-19 cases.
Right. So 2 weeks ago, some even suggested that if the federal government will not close down factories, then state governments and local authorities should step in. However, there are conflicting reports depending on who is being asked about whether states have the authority to shut down factories. Selangor's Bandar Utama State Assemblyperson Jamalia Jamaluddin has said that state governments and local authorities are looking to ways for them to have more say in the matter in the future. There are some unofficial discussions between my office and other state assemblymen and councillors, she mentioned. And she also said, can you just continue?
She also said that one of the early ideas that they were looking at is if local authorities can add some terms to the licenses that they issue or for those being renewed. And she said, for example, terms based on what percentage of employees of the factory have been fully vaccinated. However, Jamalia said that no official plans have been made to implement the ideas, as meetings are difficult with travel restrictions and State Legislative Assembly is prohibited from meeting under the ongoing NRP.
She added that she and her colleagues have yet to consult with a legal advisor on whether such ideas are feasible and if they clash with federal laws. She said that by and large, the federal government and federal laws would take precedence over any laws that the state government enacts. So it's a, you know, if they're confused, what more?
Now, explaining the matter further, lawyer Sharizan Johan recently said that the laws at the crux of the matter were the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases Act 1988 and the Local Government Act 1976. He said that as the mechanisms to close factories, along with most other restrictions during the pandemic, fall under Act 342 of the Infectious Diseases Act, the matter is outside of the jurisdiction of the local authorities, which are overseen by state governments. This is determined by Article 75 of the Federal Constitution, which states that if any state law is inconsistent with the federal law shall prevail and the state law shall, to the extent of the inconsistency, be void. Bylaws made by local authorities should not contradict with Act 342, that same act. If according to Act 342, certain types of factories can operate, then local authority bylaws cannot overrule that act. Sharizan also added that Act 171, this is under the Local Government Act, did give local authorities general powers to determine bylaws and the terms of which licenses and permits are handed out depending on the needs of the respective locality. However, as the terms of currently valid factory licenses handed out by local authorities do not include any matters pertaining to COVID-19, it would be illegal and unethical to revoke licenses on the basis of the pandemic.
Sharizan's views are similar to those of Selangor Local Government, Public Transportation and New Village Development Executive Councillor Ng Zihan and lawyer and former Petaling Jaya City Councillor Derek Fernandez. Local news organisation says, quoted Ng as saying that the Selangor State Government is doing all it can within what is allowed to under law and that its actions are in line with the principles of rule of law and fair and equitable treatment.
But then, you know, rebutting claims that factories were causing a high number of clusters, the Ministry of International Trade and Industry, or MITI, released statistics, I think it was towards the end of June, that said manufacturing clusters had only contributed to some 9% of the COVID cases from the 1st to the 23rd of June. This is by the time they released that piece of statistic, right? And on July 13, the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, they also released a statement saying that media reports had falsely suggested that factories were the cause for rising daily COVID-19 cases, claiming that only 6% of the total number of cases then could be attributed to factories. So it's like, you know, it's a bit difficult because, like, you hear things from different different parties and, you know, like, everybody's saying, like, oh, you know, it's the factories, you can shut the factories and we'll bring the cases down. And then You have the FMM, you have Meaty saying that it's not the factories. And then, of course, like, you know, if you were to shut it down as well, who has the power to do so?
So I would love to know. I hope we can find out. Like you say, so 9%, that was last month, 6% as of this, you know.
First two weeks of this month,
right? So I'm just wondering where the bulk of it is coming from then. Now, where are the clusters coming from? Is it individuals, is it family? You know, that kind of thing, right? I'm really interested to know. But I think looking at this, it seems like the federal law rules.
Of course.
Right? But this is not pandemic related, right? So anyway.
Yeah, I know we really need to future-proof some of these pieces of legislation as well for, you know, in the event of something like this happening again, right? You know, then we won't be stuck in this state of confusion.
Yeah. And I'm still wondering whether, you know, because we're hearing all these, you know, like we're getting vaccinated, which is great, but whether they are bringing the vaccines to the factories where the workers are, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why are we not doing that?
Yeah, right. Of course, on the show today, we are talking about workplace stress and anxiety. We just spoke about questions about factory closure authorities. And of course, in just a few minutes, we're going to be discussing the COVID-19 self-test kits that go on sale today in Malaysia. You know, let us know your thoughts. If you'd like to chime in and send us your thoughts on any of these stories, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back in just a few moments. But for now, here's Suede with Beautiful One. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.